Hey everybody, welcome back to the Be Very Clear podcast with your girl Paula Campbell. Today is June 21st, 2018, and this week's topic is Love is a Service. Are you properly serving your new partner? Rarely do we enter the new love and relationship space asking what we can do for the other person. We more so want to know what they can do for us. We want them to lift us and add to us on many different levels without ever considering how we can and should ignite, inspire, and light up their lives. All too often, women want expensive gifts, vacation, dinner dates, long talks, quality time, while it seems that men just want sex. A man will put in everything he needs to, all the time it takes to get to the center of his conquest. And a woman will allow a man to enter her body based simply on the fact that he gave her all that she wanted in the moments of her desire. We like to think of that as give and take, but if it's only for the moment and or for the reasons that fill our desires in the physical, isn't it all take and take? Love is a service. It resonates beyond the physical. It pierces the shell of the body, rushes through the organs, and services the light within us, which is our spirit. This is a bit deep because only if our spirit is touched by the love someone is giving are we being service. Superficial giving leads the naked eye onto believing we are receiving something, but we are not receiving anything or developing in any way unless our spirit is being fed. Are you serving? Have you committed to being a light? And even more, have you committed to bringing out the light of the one you're committing to? Have you reviewed your desires and actions unselfishly? Have you taken into consideration all that you can and should pour out? Only in our pouring out can we be filled up. That means giving of yourself unselfishly, allowing a release that is incapable of an undoing, leaving your mark, your impression in a positive way, even when or if things don't work out. You cannot take back what's beyond the physical, what's beyond the material, what's beyond the superficial. You can only impact with the spirit, and only when the spirit impacts you should you consider that person a possible soulmate. We hold on to what we know will continue to bring us joy in our old age. The person who does something for us beyond what anyone else can see. How often have you given real energy into that kind of relationship? The kind that thrives with minimal effort because the authenticity is there. Not because you've become a sucker for affection and attention only to realize that we've entered a situation that will leave us empty-handed and that we're getting played. The game happens far too often. We hang out with our new person, we express our physical and material wants and desires, and we do our best to provide the other person with what they seemingly want and what makes them smile in the moment. But are we truly serving the other person? Do either of us know how we want to be served? Dating can become tired after a while because there are only so many adventures you can experience. Spontaneity oftentimes has its limitation. Sex gets old. We sometimes get to a place where things are on a down spiral, and even when we try to communicate, the words get lost in translation. When things get out of whack in our relationship, even when you're not the person at fault, you have to be adamant about creating and maintaining an environment that will still allow you and your partner to grow. That is when serving is more important than ever. That is where you decide not to place blame on either of you, but instead to fill your relationship with the qualities that make it last. That can be extremely hard. It can be a really hard job, but reinforcement is necessary when you know they are worth it. You can only pour out from your level of storage. The capacity in which you have to give lies in you. Sometimes we have to dig deep into our reserve to be the light for someone else, and most importantly, the light for ourselves. Sometimes we love someone who can't give us that very same thing back, at least not in that moment. In order to be successful in the relationship, we have to be committed to the connection that we created with the other person. What does that look like? Selfless actions. Sometimes it is supporting when you haven't been supported, giving when you don't even see any gain, believing when you've lost all hope, knowing that at some point the tide will shift. You'll be the empty person in the relationship, the one who has poured out any and everything they have to give. You'll be lost, frustrated, and hopeless. You'll be selfish, mean, and discouraged. But the person who stays there with you will be the one who carries the weight of the relationship at that point, just like you did at one time. There is always a shift in the tide for one reason or another. It's about how you weather the storm. The only way through it is through it. A hardship will always find a way to appear somehow. Whether an illness, financial instability, differences in opinion and upbringing, personal insecurities, maturity, education, social status. If you can name it, there is something within every life experience or situation that can raise issues in a relationship. A hardship can always find its way to the surface. It can be triggered by something as insignificant as something someone said or did, and for some reason you've allowed it to have some sort of bearings on your relationship when it really doesn't matter. When you give into love, you give into service. You have to act on it always. Move forward always. Be very clear. The storms of life do blow, but the only way through the storm is through the storm. Will you be of service? Will you be each other's covering? Not just in the ease of happy and the feeling of superficial desires, but are you loving still when all you see is dark? Will you push through to the light at the end of the tunnel? That's the question that you have to answer. That is the question that your partner has to answer. That is what the both of you have to know that you can commit to. Not just for the love of the other person, but for the success of your relationship. Every relationship will go through a storm. Will you commit to the service of keeping it growing, of watering it, of feeding it the things that it needs? This is Be Very Clear. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those are all questions for you to answer. As always, leave your questions, your comments, leave your topic ideas. Next week is the last week that we'll deal on love in relationships, so I'll be glad to hear from you and respond to you. Thank you for your support, and I will see you next Thursday, 7 p.m. Don't be late. Mwah.